Overtime on the Michigan Talk Network.
Earlier in hour number two, we were talking about the energy renaissance of America and the fact that America is producing more energy now than it ever has, in fact, leading the world in the production of natural gas and oil and other energy, which is great news for careers and so forth. But what about you? What does it mean for you? Well, I've got some more good news for you. I know I'm just full of it today. Good news, that is. Dan Brodzinski here, the vice president of DTE Gas, to give us some good news. Dan, welcome aboard.
Good morning, Steve. It's glad to be with you this morning.
Great to have you here. So DTE, which, by the way, I'm a customer for natural gas, a bit north of here. But you have a 10-year reduction in the price of natural gas. There's the good news of all of this American energy renaissance. The good news comes back to the consumer now, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Natural gas is down about 30% from where it was 10 years ago. We've actually been feeding a lot of those declines into customers' bills over this winter. Over the last 2 years, cost of gas is about down 20%.
So let me ask you this, because this is a big question here in Michigan. As we're phasing out a lot of coal-fired power plants, correct, across the state of Michigan, it's been going on for a few years now, and it continues, right?
That is true. Yeah, they're reaching end of life, and we will be phasing them out over the next number of years.
And as a result of the downward turn in the price of natural gas, I believe that utilities like DTE and others are turning to natural gas. Say, here's how we can fire the future, right?
Yes, that is really a bridge fuel. As we think about more solar and wind and the transition to renewables, natural gas uses about half as much emissions as coal. So it really is, over the near term, a good alternative and a very cost-effective alternative for us.
Let me ask you this, Dan. As you look at the people that are working in the energy industry, not just for DTE, but as a whole now, the expansion of the American energy industry also creates the opportunity for people to go to work, to have jobs, and maybe more than jobs, maybe to have careers and get vested in their communities, whether it's a DTE power plant that's going up or you know, working in the fields to find more energy. All of these things are working hand-in-hand for a good economy and a cleaner environment.
Oh, that's very true, Steve. You know, if you look at the engine of progress over the last decade or so, the energy industry has really been a driver. As we look forward with our workforce as well, the aging demographics of our workforce will probably have 40 to 50% turnover over the next 5 to 10 years. And these are good paying jobs that we're going to definitely be hiring into the future. So lots of opportunities indeed.
So as we look for this falling gas prices, what do we expect the average price per month? You know, what's the average use going to be here in Michigan? What's the bill going to go down by? How much money am I going to save? I mean, I guess that's what I'm asking. How much cash in my pocket?
Well, the reduction that we'll see in the month of April as we're coming out of the winter season will be down about 3%. So as you think about the reductions in natural gas is about a third of your bill. The other two-thirds is the cost of service, the pipes, the peoples, and the truck to service the our customers. So it roughly works out to about the average customer about $25 to $30 a year. But that, again, is on top of a similar reduction in the last year and then 30% over the last 10 years.
Hey, that's a couple of good steaks, you know, that I can put on my gas grill. All right, so there it is, right? That's $30, a couple of really nice steaks for the gas grill. And here's the other thing, Dan, that you didn't mention. Those are houses. But what about businesses? I mean, this can really be a substantial savings for businesses that are powered by natural gas.
Oh, absolutely. And really, the cost has come down similarly for natural gas for businesses as well. And the other element of not only reducing the cost of gas, but is trying to reduce usage as well and energy efficiency. And customers can go to our dteenergy.com/save energy for further tips on how to reduce their usage, which translates into lower bills as well.
Yeah, send your kids to live somewhere else. That's tip number one. That's for me, maybe.
We want to keep them in Michigan.
Well, I know that, but just in a different house. Dan Brodzinski here, the vice president of DTE Gas. What about gas spiking during the winter? Is that something that happens here? We're coming out of winter here, I know, but just a question. Do I pay more during the winter months than I do, say, during the spring and summer?
That's another strategy that we did deploy. One of the good things about Michigan is its geology. We are the number one state in the country for gas storage underground. So we're able to buy ahead, lock in prices, and lock in supply. We have about 50% of what we serve customers with in the winter already underground.
What does that mean? Well, I mean, when you say underground, I mean it's not still waiting to be extracted. It's been taken out and stored underground. Is that what you're explaining?
It is. We basically have the geology of Michigan is called reef rock. So basically think of a sea sponge.
Yes.
A lot of holes in it. So what we do is we buy gas in the summer, inject it into the ground, and then when winter comes, then we withdraw it out of the ground to serve customers. A great example of this price stability is what happened over Christmas and New Year's this year. If you remember that far back, seems like eons ago, it was extremely cold. And what we saw on the East Coast is price spikes, where in Michigan, the price never moved because a lot of the gas is already in the ground. That really provides a lot of stability for our customers through the winter.
That's fascinating science to me. So you don't have, like, storage tanks underground, or do you? Do you have storage tanks, or how does this work?
No. It's actually rock.
In the ground, just like you said.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of these are old gas wells where we've extracted the gas out of the ground, and now we're able to re-inject it. Think of a balloon where you blow it up, and
sure.
Then once you uncap it, then the gas will come out in the winter.
That's the most fascinating thing I'm likely to learn today on the program, Dan. You just put it out. That's real science. I mean, that's incredible. So we have a unique structure of our rocks here. The geology is unusual, and therefore Michigan is the largest underground storage state in America. That's great to know. Real quickly, if you want to know more about their natural gas, where can they find out more about what you're doing at DTE?
Certainly, they can visit our website, dtenergy.com/price, which is more information on some of our price reductions. The energy efficiency, as I mentioned, is /save energy. If they also find out a little bit more about gas choice, which is choosing your supplier, they can go to the MPSE website and compare our prices to other alternatives.
Great job, Dan. That really is the most fascinating thing. I and a lot of other folks are here today. Dan Brzezinski from DTE, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.